Hey guys, what's up? Welcome to Possum, the official podcast of the Raccoon's Den and the only one. My name is Bandit and I'm here with
Ninja.
And today we are talking about Halloween. I mean, we were just talking about this on our last episode of the Raccoon's Den, but what was the best thing you did for Halloween?
I think the best thing I did for Halloween was watch my dad scare my neighbor. He'd get big old giant ass spider thing, put it right in front of her front door, get her to come outside and drop it. And this lady, like, years later, he doesn't do it now, but she had a heart attack, so...
From the thing?
No, but, you know, she's obviously not very strong heart-wise, so it probably wasn't good to her health. That was years ago. But yeah, I think that was pretty fun.
The most fun that I had was last year when my dad and I were stuck at the house by ourselves. Our porch light broke, and so it wouldn't turn on, and every time the kids came to our door, when we opened the door, they only see the silhouette of us from the lights inside the house. So I took the bag that we had of candy, and I put wet naps in there, packets of red pepper flakes, hot sauce from Del Taco, cans of Frisky's cat food, you know, seafood medley.
The best blend.
And stop licking my face. Yeah, she's trying to lick my face. Clocky, say hello.
But I wanna
lick some ear hole.
I wanna lick Bandit.
So we were just talking about our favorite Halloween experiences. What are one of yours?
My favorite Halloween experience?
Like, what was the best thing you did for Halloween in the past?
I don't know. I haven't really had any interesting Halloween experiences. Although, I remember one time. Okay, so when I was in kindergarten, I was a dinosaur for Halloween, and it was a really shitty dinosaur costume. My mom got theatrical green face paint and painted my face green. I basically looked like someone took green shit on my face. Anyway, so I went to school dressed up as a dinosaur. And all of a sudden these parents started creeping on me and they were like, oh, I should have dressed my kid up as a dinosaur. So the whole day I was just running around pretending to be a dinosaur. And I think, what was it? What happened? I don't really remember what happened, but don't laugh at me.
I'm sorry.
I'm telling the dinosaur story.
Yeah, about how you had a green shit taken on your face. That's amazing.
That was beautiful. It was delicious. I got...
Oh.
No, it was not shit. It was green face paint, but it looked horrible. So I was I kind of spent the whole day running, pretending to be a dinosaur, and I ended up disrupting someone else's class because I was a horrible, terrible, awful student, and I just couldn't stay in one place. I'm actually pretty mellow now.
So right now, I got Flash, and he just came over while we were doing our little discussion, and
Sorry, I needed to burp. That comes out real good on podcasts. Burps. Sounds fake. I guess... Fuck, I don't remember most Halloween shit.
Just tell us the one that you remember.
Tell you the one that I actually remember. Alright.
Yeah.
Remember this one time we were scaring teenagers and I scared him so bad he spat at my feet and it took me everything not to punch him out. It's the only one I remember. Everything else is fucking gone in my head.
So you don't remember no scary events at all?
Other than me being scary? Nope.
Alright, well, that's pretty much all we got for now. I mean, that's our Halloween little podcast, and we've got more to come, and check with us next time, and we will catch you later on Possum.
I got to pee.